Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome aboard tonight to Blog Talk Radio. The show that you're listening to is The Rock, where we're lifting up the name of Jesus. This is Wednesday night, February the 4th. This is the 35th day of the year. That means we have exactly 330 days left in this year. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118, verse 24. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson, and we just want to welcome you tonight. Thank you for taking out time of your schedule to share with us and hear the word from the Lord. Remember, we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Once again, we say thanks a bunch. The guest callers, you may dial area code 646-200-0880. That number again is area code 646-200-0880. If you desire to listen to us on the web, you may visit us at www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus. That's spelled D-I-D-Y-M-U-S 2010. So that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus. Which is spelled again D-I-D-Y-M-U-S 2010. There you can listen to the nice broadcast live, or you may download previous ones at your convenience. They are available the next day after the live broadcast. Tonight we want to invite you to join us as we approach the throne of God in prayer. We ask him to direct us as we share the word from him. Father, we just give you praise because you are worthy of the praise. We thank you for what an honor and a privilege it is to share with you tonight, share with your people what you have given us. Lord, we ask you to clean us up, make us what we could be, a vessel of honor, sanctified and meek for your master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Father, we just thank you for forgiving us for all our sins, iniquity, and transgressions, God. We just appreciate you, Lord. What a privilege it is that we could share the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then, Lord, we ask that you would bless the hearers, oh God. May your word transform their lives. As we just desire to encourage your people and give them hope in the midst of trying times. We thank you, God, because you are the God of comfort. You comfort us in all our tribulation, that we'll be able to help those who are in any trouble. And Lord, we just thank you that we have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Lord, we love you and appreciate you. We thank you, O God, that we have the victory. We pray this all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Tonight, for your consideration, we want to ask you to open up your Bibles to the book of Nahum. Nahum is in the Old Testament prophet. This word, Nahum, means consolation or encourager. Nahum chapter 1 and verse 7. The Bible declares unto us, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Notice that one more time. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Nahum wrote this during a time when there was distressing situations going on with his people. He referred to Nineveh And we know about Nineveh from the prophet Jonah, when God had sent him down to Nineveh to preach the word, and he went to Joppa. Sometimes we'll do something opposite of what God told us to do, and then we have to pay for it. But anyway, Nahum went down. He was prophesying concerning Nineveh and God's people. They was in a disgraceful situation. But right in the midst of all of that, he still was able to declare that the Lord is good. He was refocusing their mind on who their help came from. So when we understand that God is good, that he's a merciful God, there is nothing that he can and will not do for us. All we got to do is trust him. So he says, the Lord is good. He was focusing, letting you know that God's not just waiting in heaven to knock us down. He already knows where we are. He knows our strength. He knows our weaknesses. He knows those things that we are going through. But when we recognize the goodness of God will lead us to repentance, to change. So he says in a comforting way that the Lord is good. We know he's good because we can consider the words of David in Psalm 23, verse 6, when he declares, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Notice he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So we notice here in our verse again, he says that the Lord is good. God is a good God. It's a good God when he reached down and saved us call us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We was a people who had no mercy, but now we have attained mercy. In Lamentation 3:22, the Bible says, it's of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Why? Because his compassion fail not. His compassion fail not. The Bible goes on to let us know in Psalm 37, verse 39, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is the strength. When we look at all that's going on, even in our world, yes, the United States has a lot to answer to God for, but by and large, it's a call to make us see how blessed we are as a nation. But we understand he's a good God. Then the prophet says that not only is God good, but he says he's a stronghold in the day of trouble. So we recognize he's good. Then we recognize that he's strong. He's strength when I'm weak. When it's dark, he's light. What a good God. Psalm 27:1 declared the Lord. He is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He said, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise up against me, in this will I be confident. So, he says he's a stronghold in the day of trouble. We need security. There's security in him. There's security. Security in him because when everything else fails, he's still there. He promised he'll never leave us nor forsake us, no matter what we're going through. But we got to look to him. We can't just figure out and do it our way. We got to look to him and say, Lord, lead me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. and he will. So he said he's a stronghold, a stronghold. You know, in a physical sense, your muscles develop based upon the type of exercise you do. If you don't do any, then your muscles will not retain strength. But if we look to the Lord, knowing he is our strength, we know that no matter what comes our way, we already have the victory. Consider 1 John 5:4, when the Bible says that whosoever born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Notice it again. He said, whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So he says God is a strong hope in the day of trouble. Will there be troubled days? Yes, there will. But we are the only people that know that when we are in trouble, we have the victory before we go in it. And that don't mean we just go and create some situation, because sometimes we put ourselves in predicaments. And then we say, Lord, get me out of it. No, but you have to seek God and he'll direct your path. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So God is a strong hope in the day of trouble, when stormy times come. In Luke 8:25, we find the story about Jesus and the disciples was in a storm, and the Bible said that they were in jeopardy about to drown. But when you know that Jesus is in the midst, it does not matter what comes your way, no matter how the wind blow, you got to know that the greater one is in you. And he's working it out for good. Stronghold. Every time I think of stronghold, I just think about development. Spiritually, we want to be strong, we've got to get in the Word. If we spend time in that Word will change us from glory to glory to faith to faith. This is why the Bible declares in Joshua 1:8 that this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that's written therein. But then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. But you got to meditate. When we think about meditating in the Word, that meditate means you mother, like a cow does corn. The more he chew on it, the better he get. So the Bible declares that not only is the Lord good, but he's a stronghold in the day of trouble. Jesus told us this. He was talking to his disciples at the Last Supper. In John 14:1, he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Jesus told us also in John 14:27, he says to us, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. scripture says God is a stronghold in the day of trouble. A stronghold. We can call on him. In Jeremiah 33, verse 3, he says, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. When you don't know what to do, call on him. Go to the throne. He'll tell you what to do. The Bible declares in Psalm 37, verse 23, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. The Bible said, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Why? For the Lord is holding him with his hand. But notice now, he said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Now, David says in Psalm, the Bible says, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt pass me about with songs of deliverance. It's Psalms 32:7. Notice that again, he says, thou art my hiding place. I got a place I can go to. I got a rock that's sure, steadfast, not movable, won't let me down. And he turns every disappointment into a great appointment. Every disappointment into a great appointment. So he says, thou art my hiding place. You're my hiding place. I got somewhere I can go. You shall preserve me from trouble. And when I think of preserving, I remember when my mom used to take peaches and pears and stuff, and she would put all of them in a mason jar. What was she doing? She was taking what she had cooked and putting them up for a later time. And the longer it sit, the better that flavor got. Sometimes that's what the Lord will do for us. He allow us to go through different trying times. He knows our strength. He knows our weaknesses. And then what he will allow us to do is get to a certain point where we got to do nothing. You can't call on no other person. You can't call on no other. He won't let no other thing take his place, but he'll fix it where you ain't got no other choice but to fall on your face and say, Lord, yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, I'll trust you. Yes, I'll obey. So he says, thou shalt preserve me. And what he's doing, he's putting you up because he know that you're going to have a testimony one day. You may be tested right now, but if you go through the test, you'll have a testimony. My God. Then he says, thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance for saints and believers. It is so important that we begin to sing the word. We got to find songs that build us up. Like, this is the day which the Lord has made. Songs that are based up on the word. Because when we sing the scriptures, that's a form of meditating. It brings us out of lowly bob, brings us out of depression, brings us out of those places where the enemy wants us to stay. In Psalm 71, verse 20, the Bible says, thou which has showed me great and sore troubles shall quicken me again and shall bring me up again of the earth. Notice he says, the Lord, the same Lord, which has showed me great and sore troubles, which he allowed me to go through the test, shall quicken, that word quicken, make me alive, again, and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth. For many of you listeners who battle with depression, I can tell you God can bring you up. He's able to lift you up. And there are times you may have to seek some medical help if it's depending on the severity of it. But when you are a believer and you're having battles in that way, you take this same word. This word will change any situation. Notice what the Bible tells us here in Psalm 42, verse 11. The Bible says, "While thou cast down, O my soul, while thou disquiet within me, hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." I'm going to praise him. I'm going to give him glory. No matter what it looked like, I'm going to trust in the one who's able to exceed and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The Lord is able. And even if you're dealing with distress, David dealt with distress, and he prayed such a prayer of faith in the time of his distress. The Bible says in Psalm 6, "O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger, nor chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on me, O God, for I'm weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. My soul also is greatly troubled. Return, O Lord, deliver me. O save me for your mercy's sake. For in death," the Bible says, "there is no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks? I am weary of my groaning. All night I make my bed swing. I drink my couch with many tears." He said, "My eyes waste away because of grief. It grows old because of all my enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly." So you see, God will deliver you not only from distress, not only from oppression, but he'll deliver you. But that's something you got to do. You got to ask him to deliver you. In Psalm 73, verse 26, the Bible says, "My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Psalm 91, verse 10 and 11, the Bible declares, "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." Look what God will do for you. He said, "There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." Excuse me. "He that goeth forth," the Bible declares, in Psalm 126, verse 5 and 6, "he that goeth forth and weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." So I want you to know tonight that no matter what you are facing, the Lord is your strength, and he is able to give you the victory. Jesus. He's able to give you the victory. So, Father, we just thank you tonight for an opportunity to share your word. We thank you, God, that we can come boldly into the throne of grace. Lord, we ask that you will bless now in a special way. Thank you for being the God of all comfort tonight. Thank you, O God, for being our deliverer. Lord, we just ask that you will bless, touch your people everywhere. Father, we just thank you that we attain the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you and we praise you for the victory. And we give you all the glory and honor and praise for the victory. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, tonight we want to thank you all for joining us tonight. The word was short tonight, but I just thank God for you all. They've changed the way the Blog Talk Show is working, so I'm believing God to give me a full-time sighted help to help me with some of the studio stuff. And nevertheless, I thank you all for being faithful to come. Thank God for his strength. And I apologize for all the external noise. If y'all are hearing it, I do apologize for that. But we thank God because he's a miracle worker. And we just believe in God. Remember, we'll be right here on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, and 8 Pacific. And just remember, we look forward to seeing you on Friday night, if the Lord's will, right back here on Blog Talk Radio. This is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding you all to be encouraged in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We love you, and God bless you. Have a great night, everybody.